This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. People are quitting their jobs. Perhaps you've heard. Whether for opportunity or necessity, they are doing it by the millions. And the problem is especially acute in healthcare. More than 500,000 healthcare workers quit their jobs in August, the highest rate in the past 20 years. And the number of working nurses is down nearly 8% since the pandemic started. From nurses to lab techs to health aides and administrators, people just want something else. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman talked to two nurses who worked through the pandemic at a big public hospital in New York City.
Both nurses are 29, grew up in New York, and have mostly worked at big public safety net hospitals.
My name's Kelly Cabrera. I'm a registered nurse, and I work in the Bronx in an emergency room at Jacoby Medical Center.
Cabrera came to Jacoby's Level 1 Trauma Center just out of nursing school in her early 20s.
When I started here, I was one of the youngest people in the ER, and I was working with nurses that have been doing this for, you know, longer than I'd been alive.
She worked hard and learned a lot. Then COVID hit.
We definitely didn't have enough staff. We didn't have enough PPE. We were really overwhelmed.
People started burning out on the job. And now, even though COVID cases have subsided, patients who delayed care during the pandemic are surging into the hospital.
Our ER is busier than it's ever been before. We're seeing so many more patients. Our patients are sicker.
And lots of folks who treat them are leaving.
This week alone, we lost two nurses in the ER, almost 10 in the last 2 months.
And a stream of temporary nurses and new hires come in to cover.
Sometimes you come into work and I don't recognize people because so many people have left.
That includes her friend and fellow ER nurse, Clivia Braya, who started at the hospital 3 years ago.
Jacoby was my dream hospital when I graduated nursing school. My family grew up right around Jacoby, and it's a very large immigrant population. That's kind of like what my family was when we were growing up.
It was also her dream job. She earned around $80,000 a year on a union contract, treating everything under the sun. But with the risk of COVID, all that didn't seem so great anymore.
You know, right after the pandemic, it starts to get into your head, okay, well, if I'm going to go through all of this, then maybe I should go make more money.
So she moved to a private hospital nearby. Her salary went up by $20,000. Nurses have an even more lucrative option. They can sign on as traveling nurses to plug staffing gaps around the country. Kelly Cabrera says nurses she's trained at Jacoby have left to make
$7,000 a week.
At the same time, a lot of veteran nurses are leaving and taking institutional knowledge with them.
Those are the people you want teaching you. A lot of those nurses have either retired or they've changed departments. They've gone to something easier because this is just, it's unmanageable.
Meanwhile, Cabrera's friend Clivia Braya found the transition to her new higher-paying nursing job unmanageable. New ER, new protocols, lots of turnover there, too. After 2 months, she realized
the challenges in nursing don't really go away, even if you're being paid more.
And she missed her old hospital.
It was the relationships that I had built that I wanted to go back to the environment where I felt safe. I could go up to one of my residents and have just a conversation like, hey, why are we doing this versus this?
So she's back at Jacoby. And her friend Kelly Cabrera's happy, even though she isn't sure how much longer she can stick it out.
I've been a nurse for 7 years, and probably the last 6 months have been me thinking, like, maybe this is not the right move. Being a nurse is not the right move.
Neither woman wants to leave nursing. They see it as a calling. But they want better pay and more support to get the job done. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.